关关雎鸠，在河之洲。窈窕淑女，君子好逑。参差荇菜，左右流之。窈窕淑女，寤寐求之。求之不得，寤寐思服。悠哉悠哉，辗转反侧。参差荇菜，左右采之。窈窕淑女，琴瑟友之。参差荇菜，左右芼之。窈窕淑女，钟鼓乐之。
No time hath she to sport and play. A charmed web she weaves alway. A curse is on her, if she stay. Her weaving, either night or day, to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be. Therefore she weaves steadily. Therefore no other care hath she, the Lady of Shalott.She lives with little joy or fear. Over the water, running near, the sheep bell tinkles in her ear. Before her hangs a mirror clear, reflecting towered Camelot. And as the mazy web she whirls, she sees the surly village churls, and the red cloaks of market girls pass onward from Shalott. Sometimes a troop of damsels glad, an abbot on an ambling pad.Sometimes a curly shepherd lad, or long-haired page in crimson clad, goes by the towered Camelot. And sometimes through the mirror blue, the knights come, riding two and two. She hath no loyal knight and true, the Lady of Shalott.But in her web, she still delights to weave the mirror's magic sights.For often through the silent nights, a funeral with plumes and lights and music come from Camelot. Or when the moon was overhead, come two young lovers lately wed. I am half sick of shadows, said the Lady of Shalott.
Thank you.